USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news as CNN is reporting it's been told by at least two sources in the White House that John Kelly is expected to resign as the president's chief of staff within the coming days. However, there's been no comment from the White House to the report and no further information is available. Special Counsel Robert Mueller is set to unveil new details in the Russia probe as today marks the deadline for his office to explain to the court why President Trump's former campaign chairman Paul Manafort was accused of lying to investigators and breaking his cooperation deal. Meanwhile, President Trump's posting about Mueller on Twitter this morning, accusing him of having a conflict of interest and calling the entire probe again a witch hunt. The November jobs report from the government well short of expectations, 155,000 jobs created. This is USA Radio News.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. A lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible, but since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76 and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking, my energy level has gone up, and the only thing difference is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
President Trump and the First Lady joined by eight Holocaust survivors at the White House to celebrate Hanukkah.
Mr. Trump said more than 2,000 years ago, a band of Jewish patriots reclaimed their freedom from an oppressive dictator as they prepared to rededicate the temple by lighting a lamp. He called what happened next an everlasting symbol of Jewish perseverance.
They found only enough oil to light the lamp for a single night. But despite this, the lamp burned brightly for eight nights, an everlasting symbol of Jewish perseverance.
I'm John Clemens.
Just getting word that President Trump has announced he is nominating Bill Barr to be the next nation's attorney general. The president also announcing he'll announce State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert to be the next U.S. ambassador to the United Nations. Just getting this information in. We'll have more as it becomes available. This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Deliberations will start today in the murder case of a man who drove his car into a crowd of protesters at a white nationalist rally in Charlottesville. Prosecutors gave closing arguments yesterday, saying that 21-year-old James Fields was motivated by hatred towards the protesters at that 2017 Virginia rally. Defense lawyers arguing that he was fearfully reacting to what was already a violent situation. Fields is accused of using his car to kill 32-year-old Heather Heyer while injuring 19 other people. A big winter storm now bringing a lot of snow to the southern plains, Texas, and the southeast U.S. Freezing rain will have ice accumulating to as much as a half inch in Texas and Oklahoma today. The two states could get, well, as much as a half a foot of snow before the weekend is over. Snow is expected to start piling up in the mountains of Georgia and the Carolinas as well by Saturday morning. Forecasters say parts of North Carolina could see record snowfall, and there's a chance of blizzard conditions in the higher elevations of the Appalachians on Sunday afternoon. And winning the lottery is coming easy to an Oregon man as Sam Hawley went to the Oregon lottery office to claim $1,700, but showed up too early, so he went to a nearby store to kill time. He bought a Keno ticket using the same lucky numbers and later found out that he had won another $118,000. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.